I'm a one-woman man. Is that the way every Christian man should be? That's right. When he makes a covenant before God, when you understand these scriptures like this, you better be a one-man woman. Is that right? You better be a one-woman man too, right, girl? That's where we're supposed to be. We're not supposed to be two or three, like that boy in the bank the other day I run into, and I said, "How are you doing?" He said, "Well, I'm fixing to get married again." I said, "Oh, you're fixing to get married again?" And I said, what's the deal here?" He said, "Well, me and my first one couldn't make it." I said, "Well, you think this one's going to make it?" He said, "If she don't mess it up, it's going to work." I told him, I said, "You might as well forget it." He said, "What do you mean?" I said, if you go into a marriage with that kind of an attitude, unless she messes it up, I don't care how sweet, how beautiful, how kind or anything else, there's going to be times your lovely wife's going to do things you don't like. Is that right? I mean, you're a human being just like me, right? But you love her through it, right? Absolutely. You love her through it. There's going to be days she's going to wake up when her hormones are not exactly the same as they were the day before, and she ain't going to be easy to get along with. So you got to learn to love her through every day. There's going to be days when you wake up and your hormones ain't going to be the same as they was yesterday, and you're going to be hard to get along with. Y'all know what I'm talking about? You know, you're going to be having a perfect good day and somebody say one little word to you and it lights your fire. Have you ever done that? Oh, yeah. So see, he's a man just like me. We all have these problems. So God told us to love each other through all of those problems, didn't he? Yes, he did. Can we do that? Oh, yeah, we can. But a lot of us didn't want to. So we went our own way. But God clearly says, therefore, I hate divorce. In fact, Cheryl and I was up in New York ministering, and we were talking to a guy there that came up for prayer. And he said, "By the way, Thurman, I want you to know, I used to be a divorce attorney." I said, "So what do you do now?" He said, "Well, I'm still an attorney, but I'm doing different kinds of work." I said, "What caused you to change?" He said, I had done many divorces. And he said, most of them were Christians. But he said, I was doing a divorce between this Christian couple, and said they could not decide on who was going to get what. They were just having a knockdown drag out about who was going to get what. And so he said, I told him, "Wait a minute, hold it. I've got to go in my office and pray." So he said, I went into my office and I sat down at my chair and said, "Father, in the name of Jesus, how do I deal with this situation?" And he said, "I heard God make this statement. I hate divorce." He said, "Wow." He said, "I got up." That's all he said. Has he said that in the word already? Yes, he said it in the word already. He said, "I got up, went back in and told him," I said, that's it. "I can't divorce y'all." He said, "I just asked God what to do about this." And God spoke to me audibly, clearly, and said, "I hate divorce." So he said, "I cannot ever divorce anybody again." In fact, he said, that was my last one. I didn't even finish it. I told him, if they wanted a divorce, they're going to have to get somebody else. I would not do it. But I suggest, since God says he hated it, that they get things worked out together. Now, can they work it out? Of course they can. Somebody said, "No, we can't work it out." Yes, you can. I guarantee you can. If you could get married in the first place, you can work out the problem. Is that right? Sure. Now, might it take a little bit of effort on your part? Oh, yeah. It may take a lot of effort on your part. But God clearly says there, he hates divorce. And look what he says. "It is as cruel as putting on a victim's blood-stained coat. So guard yourself always. Remain loyal to your wife or your spouse. Always. Walk in love. Be obedient to God's word. And don't even, if divorce comes into your mind as a Christian, throw it away. Don't even think about it. No, you got to know that's coming from the devil. It ain't coming from God. God commands you to love one another. And somebody says, "Well, God told me to divorce you." I'm going to tell you, it's a wrong God. That's not Jesus, our Lord. That's the devil. Now let's go back to 1 Corinthians 7. "But if she does leave, let her remain single or else go back to him." Now this is talking about a Christian man and woman. Now then he says, if you're married and your spouse is a Christian and you get married and then you live together and both of you are Christians, and then one of them happens to leave because you get into a little fuss or a squabble, said, "But if she does leave, let her remain single or else go back to her husband, to him. And the husband must not leave his wife. Whereas once you marry a girl, as far as God's concerned, that's it. You're married to her. And you're going to stay married to her, or you're going to pay the consequences. You're not going to like the consequences. Now then, I will speak to the rest of you, though I do not have a direct command from the Lord. Now you notice the scriptures up above were a direct command from God. That wasn't what Paul thought, but the first part was what he thought. Then this part was God's command. Did God say, hey, divorce? Yeah, he's the one who said all that. That was him. Now then he says in verse 12, now I will speak to the rest of you, though I do not have a direct command from the Lord. If a Christian man has a wife who is an unbeliever and she is willing to continue living with him, he must not leave her. Now then, if you're married to, now first of all, when you got married, if you were a Christian and you got married, you should never make this mistake. If you are a Christian, you are to marry only a Christian. Is that right? That's what God's word teaches. You never marry an unbeliever. And I see these young girls come to me, oh, Pastor, I've met this young boy and I'd love to get married with him. Would you do the wedding? I said, is he a Christian? Well, I don't know. What? You want to marry him and you don't know if he's a Christian? Well, no, I don't know. Does he take you to church? Well, no, we don't go to church. Where'd you meet him? At the bar, down at the club. I say, throw him away. What? I say, throw him away. If you met him in a club, you don't want him. He'll be hell on earth. You don't want him. I said, you want to meet? In fact, this is what's devastating to me. I've talked to several women in the church that says, you know, I go to church and I meet men in the church. But when we go on a date, they can't control their hands just like the guys outside the church. I thought, wow, we got a problem. We got a problem. All of us have a problem. We need to learn to control ourselves. Do we not? Yes, we all need to learn to control ourselves. Yeah. But it says there, if you do, but let's say you were both lost. This happens a lot. Two lost people come together and get married. And then one of them gets saved. Now you got a division. The girl or the boy, one or the other, is saved. I know one of the best preachers, faith preachers that I know of, that him and his wife, he was lost as a goose. He had a big business. And in fact, I think he had even had one here in the Dallas area. He had four or five or six of them all over the country. Very, very successful businessman. I mean, he had cars, airplanes, boats, motorcycles. He had everything a man could want. And a beautiful wife. And I think he even had a couple of children. And everything was going great. And then he went to a meeting with some businessman out of town. And it was a church meeting. And the guy got gloriously saved. And he got filled with the Holy Ghost. And started speaking in tongues of all things. So when he goes back home, he'd walk up to his wife and start talking there for a minute and then bust into tongues. She said, what are you talking about? I can't understand what you're saying. Oh, he said, come back to himself and said, oh, that's tongues. God filled me with the Holy Spirit. She said, get you rid of that junk. You got to get rid of that junk. I don't want nothing to do with that junk. He said, but honey, go to church with me. No, I don't want to go to church. And she never did. And it wasn't long. They had hell on earth. And she divorced him. And he went his way. And today, that guy has never remarried. He's about 70 or 80 years old today, still a great faith preacher, but he has never remarried, and that guy is still a good man of God, but that woman went her way. She didn't want nothing to do with him, all because he got saved. But before he got saved, they was in perfect harmony with each other, going to the clubs together, dancing together, having a ball together in the world of sin. They both loved the world of sin, but when he got saved, he didn't want to go into the world of sin no more. That's where she wanted to stay. So since he wouldn't do it, she went her own way. She divorced him. But it says there, now I will speak to the rest of you, though I do not have a direct command from the Lord. If a Christian man has a wife who is an unbeliever and she is willing to continue to live with him, he must not leave her. He wanted her to stay with him, but she wasn't willing. Verse 13. And if a Christian woman has a husband who is an unbeliever and he is willing to continue living with her, she must not leave him. In other words, Paul told us both ways here. If you have a mate, you know, if you can live with them, try everything possible to keep peace in the family. I mean, if you want to go to church on Sunday, ask her, or ask him if they'll go with you. If they say, no, I'm not going, well, then don't push them. Just pray for them. You know, don't push them. You can't change people. Only God can change people. So you have to begin to realize your authority in prayer. So when you pray for these people, you can change these people. But you yourself, just like a woman when she says, no problem, I got saved. My husband loves me enough. I know he'll go to church. All I got to do is ask him. Big deal. He don't go, does he, Eric? No, and they won't go. I mean, I'm not a believer. Who wants to go to that stupid church down there with you? I've heard about some of them churches, you know. They don't allow dancing down there. Last night, Cheryl and I was dancing here on the platform. And she was doing so me and her was there dancing around, and I said, I make a good Baptist. She said, what do you mean? I said, Baptists don't believe in dancing. I said, I make a good Christian. She said, you mean the Baptist church don't believe in dancing? I said, a lot of them don't. I know I was one of them a long time. But I said, you know, I'm not bound up in their bondage. I am free as a Christian. I can dance with my wife if I want to. I don't care if I'm on the platform up here, right out here, wherever. I can dance with my wife because God said I have freedom in Christ. And he gave me this girl so I can dance with her if I want to. You know what I'm saying? Praise the Lord. She belongs to me and I belong to her. So we have the freedom to live together and love each other. If we want to dance together, we can dance together. Praise God. And I don't believe in going out and dancing with some other guy's wife. I won't dance with my wife. I don't believe in that. If she's your wife, I don't want to dance with her. You need to dance with her, but I'm not dancing with her. And then we talk about here that after we're talking about the husband, the Christian woman has a husband who is an unbeliever and is willing to continue living with her, she must not leave him. For the Christian wife brings holiness to her marriage, and the Christian husband brings holiness to his marriage. Otherwise, your children would not have a godly influence, but now they're set apart for him. Now, this godly influence, when a child is born, how many children are automatically saved when they're born? Not none of them. That's right. Somewhere along the line, every child has to come to a point in their life that they have to realize that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of the world.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, To Marry or Not, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.